Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
It doesn't pay.
Still alone, Kelsey.
Still alone.
You guys, it's Regular Guy Friday. I guess that's just, I conferred a little with DJ Pooji Pooj in the booth.
Hey.
With your other demi queen, Kelsey Alexandra Meyer.
What's up?
Yeah, it's just one of those weeks. It sums it up. It doesn't pay to try. It doesn't mean I didn't try. Everybody, it's your Friday, regular people.
That's right.
And you know what? This will go against today's show. If I concede the day to the bosses, the partners, the children, the parents, if I give them their Friday, then maybe that's probably not going to be in alignment to what I'm going to talk about today. So I will say, yes, it is our day, but perhaps with an asterisk.
Uh-oh. That's different.
Kelsey, it's just, you know, okay, here's the first name drop of this Regular Guy Friday. And I do this.
I have a name drop. Go ahead.
Yeah, but no, I already heard you cover your name drop extensively.
Well, they're not going to know because they get it on Monday's show.
Just know there's a tease.
Fine.
And the tease on the Monday show, and we have an update on the Monday show.
Yep.
Which probably, I guess that would, you just, yeah, we should probably talk about that.
Yeah, you think?
I don't know. Kelsey, you tripped me up.
I'm sorry. First name drop.
The first name drop, thank you for the reminder, is... and this is something I do all the time to myself. I mutter it, but it's based on a past experience with a big name. So one time when I was working at MTV, we were doing something with Ozzy Osbourne.
Okay, cool.
And we had worked a whole day. Some shoot, I don't remember. It's a video shoot. I don't think it was his music video. It was something promotional. It was one of those things. Like at the end of the day, we were just all kind of crashed, like in the green room, like
so exhausted.
Yeah, it's like one of those things where you just were running around and doing everything, and talent at that point too usually is wiped too because everyone's
right
on them about something. And everyone's talking. Yeah, it was really cool, and yeah, no, it was a nice day. And then there was just silence. I don't know why Ozzy looked over to me. Which, by the way, I was just working there. I was a writer. He didn't know me. you know, still doesn't know me. But he looked over and me just he slouched his shoulders and he said, "I'm tired of being Aussie."
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
So I can't tell you how many times in the last 20 years I will say to myself, or I'll just say, I'll mutter it out loud. No one knows what I mean. I don't even think Maria knows that. I'll just go, "I'm tired of being Aussie."
That's hilarious.
This is one of the weeks where I'm kind of tired of being Aussie.
Yeah, I get
and
that.
I think a lot of you in the Heel Squad know. Where you're tired of being Aussie. Are there ever times you're tired of being Aussie, Kelsey?
Are you kidding? A lot.
Will you just go...
Recently.
Right?
Yes.
Will you just go...
Yes.
I'm tired of being Aussie.
Honestly, that kind of makes me feel a little seen. I'm like, thank you, Aussie, for that. Because mm-hmm. I'm going to start using that.
I think especially today.
Yeah.
I mean... I don't know how we're working... We've gotten smart enough to kind of, well, the pandemic made us work less. A lot of people, you know, stopped working. And then I think a number of people wised up to realize, like, wait, what's the point mm-hmm. of, like, working, like, 7 days a week? Five's fine.
Right.
But yet we're more tired of being Aussie than ever.
Yes.
We're more exhausted than ever.
Yeah.
And I think, I want to turn you guys on to the Minimalist Podcast. It's very cool. I think it's good in small doses because even that was stressing me out.
Oh, God.
But they give great love. That and the Daily Stoic. And I'm always trying to find new things, guys, for you because, as I said in the first 50 episodes of RGF, you have everything you need. There's really nothing else.
Box set, baby.
Other than like Carney stories and recent acts of stupidity and new mistakes that I make that we can be ashamed of and break down. But other than that. Yeah, I'm always trying to, you know, learn from these other shows, and I'm always trying to get better. That's the Japanese philosophy.
Kaizen
of continuous improvement. And Toyota practiced it forever, and I believe they still do. But they would say, whether it was the CEO or the assembly line worker and everyone in between, you always had to think of how you could do your job better every day, no matter how good it was. But even to the point that they would even give away their technology every year. They would give it away.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You know why?
That's amazing. Why?
Because their engineers would never sit back and pull a BlackBerry.
Ah, and just do the same thing over and over.
We got this.
Wow.
By the way, airlines forever did this. It's, and then like JetBlue comes along and it's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
But for the most part, like a lot of businesses and people with their lives, like, I'm good. And that's sometimes that's why it's a problem because like BlackBerry was good. Everyone was getting fat. And how someone didn't walk into a room and say, okay, see this iPhone? See this BlackBerry? Fuse them now.
Yeah.
And they, at some point they tried, but it was too late in the game.
Right.
But they didn't have that mentality.
Mm.
And I can't tell you how many companies that Marie and I work with that don't have that I've just watched things 8 years go by and just so much money wasted. And so many people did nothing and got rich doing nothing. I mean, just, and then at the end, everyone loses because they go out of business or, you know, but you always want to be in that state. So that's why I'm always trying to find better ways to do things. But even that is, it's exhausting. It makes me tired of being Aussie. And I just, a couple of things this week, just really, I think the pandemic, you guys know this, but like Kelsey and me, and I have other friends too who didn't quit. Mm-hmm. I feel like, again, I hate to overrate the Heel Squad, but I feel like they were the same way.
I agree.
Where we were the ones who didn't quit. We didn't say, oh, well, I'm just not going to work anymore. Mm-hmm. And if there's a chance to work, I'm not going to take that either.
Right. Let's kick our feet up.
This is my team turn to do, I'm going to do me. My dream. You know what I mean? Now I'm going to just, you know, I'm going to be, you know, a potter. But what about your responsibility? No, this is the calling of the universe. Yeah. We didn't do any of that.
Yeah.
Took care of our loved ones. Tried to keep people safe. Tried to help who we could. And we tried to continue to stay above water and even practice Kaizen during that time.
Yeah.
And, That's what I'm always saying, like for Maria and for Kelsey, you know, they should be proud of themselves because of what was accomplished despite the obstacles. And I think there's a lot of people out there too that need to pat themselves on the back and know that you endured all this. And so now you can take, you got to keep calling back to that. Well, I survived that. And maybe, by the way, I thrived it. So right. Why won't I? Why couldn't I make it through this? Mm-hmm. But I will say my adrenals, I mean, I've been teetering for the last 5 years on massive amounts of fatigue, and I have Hashimoto's and, you know, those issues. And I just am so depleted. But the one thing that doesn't deplete me is those things that really enrich and nourish my soul, which is being creative again. And so that I can do endlessly. But, you know, all the old, like, tasks, I mean, I'm on minimal life support, meaning I can do all the, you know, the basics, feed the dogs, poop them, like, clean up, like, take, you know, that stuff to me, it's okay. But anything beyond that, you know, we, in our house, we call it eating frogs. I'm like, Maria, I can't eat anymore. I've been eating frogs for 20 years. I'm a filmmaker. Yeah. And I've been doing everything but that. I made my first movie at 7. I've been doing everything but that, you know, all these years. And I did my bit for God and Country. I took care of my parents, your parents, our friends, our siblings, and even the houses. You know, I restored them all to the best possible place. But man, I'm tapped out. And I know a lot of people feel this way too. And I'm trying to find my way through it. And hopefully some of the stuff I've been learning recently will help you if you're feeling that way as well. But even half the stuff I just said, my God, like there were so many examples of where it peeked through for me this week, but then with other people that I was dealing with. So it's kind of tough with all the, you know, again, in my, one of the things with my like fog, it hurts my brain. Like a lot of stuff. That's why I said, like, if I get tripped up, Kelsey, like I'm screwed. Cause I don't know. I'm like, wait, what was I talking about? Did I say that? I always say to Maria, I'm like, you know, I really on the gravestone, you know what I wanted to say?
What?
Few people tried harder.
Honestly.
Few people. I mean, I'm sure there were, but few people tried harder.
So not...
Like, that's why I love the Johnny Thunder song. Like, I'm sorry that I replaced the Queen song this week, but, you know.
Not just you tried. Few people tried harder. I need to get it right.
I tried. No, I tried. Because okay. What I was saying was, you know, yeah, when it is over for me. I was saying to Pooja, who's known me for the least amount of time, like, you know, I can hear Pooja saying to friends, like, you know what? Actually, the one thing about him, he did, you know, he really tried. He did try.
He did try.
It didn't pay to try, but he tried.
He tried.
It was either going to be he tried or too dumb to quit.
I like he tried.
I think, yeah.
Because that's not
uplifting,
shame you.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right.
A little more positive.
Yeah, by the way, so much about... shame and grief. So, you know, guys, here's one of the things that's also exhausting me, and I think a lot of people as well. So also for the you out there who didn't quit during this time and kept trying, and I love you for it. And I'm having some fun here, and I'm venting, and let me just vent. But I really honor you for not giving up. And I don't shame the people who did. I really don't, because I get how hard it is out there. But man, you were the ones who practiced. You never lose unless you quit. And never, I mean, I give you kudos. I think what is going on in the whole world right now, there's so much going on, but I think one of the biggest things that's going on right now that we're not, no one's really calling out is grief. Yeah. So we're grieving. And what are we grieving? Well, many of us are actually grieving loss of loved ones from COVID. And or friends' loss of loved ones from COVID. But unless you're in the 10%, and guys, I'm sorry, I am not a misanthrope. I believe 90% of us are good. I think with the right amount of empathy and education, you can see good in 90%. There's a 10% fringe. We've always had it. We always will. And I know the younger generation wants to build Disneyland. It's never going to happen. I know your parents gave you a Disney 18 years of trying to manage your pain and deliver as much pleasure as possible. Their fault, not yours. But at the end of the day, you're always, it's funny, when I was in my lower vibrating state, after 9/11, I remember being like, F them, let's go to war, you know, because I was angry, whatever.
Pissed.
But I had one friend who said, he's like, but it's war, you're killing people. I go, but what are we going to do? It's terrorism. And he said, you're always going to have terrorism. Mm. I didn't hear it then, and now I hear it. We're always going to have a low vibrating 10%. The problem is, I think because of the internet and the universe and everything lining up, like that 10% is so loud now, that's affecting everybody, but the 90%...
And they're angrier than ever.
Well, but again, they're so loud. Mm-hmm. They're a loud minority, and we're all afraid of like mobs, and we should be, because we know what a mob can do if you look in history. But I think 90% of us are grieving a way of life that's gone forever.
Ooh.
Now, yes, a lot of stuff's going to go away that should have gone away a long time ago. Great. But there's a lot of things that, like, it was kind of nice to be able to go out in public and socialize and not be afraid. It was kind of nice, you know. It was kind of nice that I was a Democrat and you're a Republican and we could still be friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just the 20th century is over. And we're into a new century. And listen, we can talk about ways to survive it and thrive it. But no matter what, you're going to experience grief. Now, some people like won't sit in the griefs. Other people like go through the grief faster. But I think there's a grieving process that's going on with all of us. This is a new, listen, to bring it to wrestling, Steve the Steamer. It's a new world order. It's the NWO. But it really is. Guys, it's a new way of life. I mean, to the point that, like, I hear parents who I hear would-be parents who are really scared to bring kids in for many reasons, but also they just don't know how to, and I know some young parents who don't know how to manage the social media.
Mm.
They just, they're like, we don't know what to do.
Yeah, that's scary.
And we're petrified.
Yeah.
But anyway, bringing it back to grief, I think there's a lot of grief, and I think that we all should take this time to honor our grief and go, okay, I'm grieving right now. I am grieving. Some of you are grieving the loss of a parent, a friend, a loved one. But if you're not, and chances are, if you're in that 90%, which I believe, of good people, you're grieving a loss of a way of life. And by the way, it is just life. If you study other cultures, if you study history, there's always good times and bad times. There's plagues that have lasted hundreds of years. I mean, like, it just is what it is. But it is still a big, big change. So when you feel like you're just a little off, or you're like our friend Johnny Thunders and you don't want to try anymore, or you feel like Ozzy, you're tired of being Ozzy, it's because you're probably grieving.
Yeah.
And you're trying to find your new way. Now, for you, Pooja, it might be different because you're kind of new into you're from college to the world, but to a degree, there's probably things different from the old, what you thought was going to be to what is now, I would guess.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think, I mean, the world is just so different. Like, no matter like how little your life was changed by everything that happened, like, you still are allowed to be like, oh, I'm sad that I missed my senior year of college, you know, or like,
I mean, even that, those were my best memories.
Right. And
I'm horrified for kids. And again, I'm the one who said, like, we have to get away from the Disney life and everything needs to be perfect. Mm-hmm. But man, like, when you're young, it's just a great time because you don't have, most of us who are blessed in this country do not have the same responsibilities as an 18-year-old, let's say, in a village somewhere in another country where they're fighting to find food and water. But it's sad that, it's, you know. Sad.
Yeah, I mean, obviously various degrees. I'm so lucky, you know, lucky.
No, you are. And I think that's where the balance comes in, Pooja. You are. And there's something even to be said. I really do want to go over how much shame it really comes into, even that, where you're like, no, I'm lucky, I'm lucky, I'm lucky. Mm-hmm. I know you're lucky, and I love that you say that. And it's great that you honor it, so you keep a balance to this. But there's also, like, it's messed up.
Yeah.
This is new, and it's so radically new. Like, you always want change. Change is wonderful. Mm-hmm. That's how you keep growing. But this is so radical and so different. And listen, over time, we'll figure it. We'll be fine, but it's a lot. So I just stick up saying, like, I think it's just there's a grieving process going on for the older people and the younger. And I think for the youngers, it's probably less grieving and it's more things just happen and, like, you're just in the middle of it. That's
right.
It's,
you're well, right. trying to you're navigate in the middle of the new storm. Waters.
Yeah.
Right. And it was like a very overnight thing. It was like, you're going away and you'll be off for 2 weeks. And then it was like, what? Like,
two and a half years later. Yeah.
We're still in it. Like,
yeah.
It was just like, it was such a, I mean, it was just a sudden thing for everyone. So it was more of just like a shock. And it's like, well, now how do we figure out this whole new world of, like, even just like Zoom and work from home?
Yeah.
I mean, I know we don't work
from
home. Yeah,
that's it. No, like, you're right. But work from home. Yeah.
Well, and the thing too is, like, that's been, I think, challenging more recently is we keep getting tastes where people are like, oh, it's going to go back to normal. Everything's better. Boom.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like people are still holding on to that old idea.
I wish we could have a leader who was a communicator who could talk to everybody.
Yeah.
And I don't see any out there now. Maybe there's people who will run, I hope, but I don't see who can unite us. I mean, and again, we won't always be united, but just like we're in such a toxic state. So many people are. And I don't know, maybe it's the people who are in the major cities, maybe when, you know, maybe in other towns they're living their life, and I hope they are.
Yeah.
But I just, like I said, it's really more about that. I think people are feeling grief.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you got to acknowledge that in yourself, that you are grieving. And then you take that and go, okay. So I am grieving this loss and whatever we have to do to make amends with that grief and learn to live with it and then move on to new scams.
Scam on.
So we
got to work.
Well,
when we scam. But yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I've told you, Kev, that I felt recently that just people were more angry. Like, everyone's so angry right now. But I agree with you in that I think
but
it
that's
is
even
they're
why
grieving.
It's grief.
Exactly.
They're mad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're Americans. We always get our way.
Right. So
life's
like,
always been amazing.
Right.
It's been the biggest problem was, oh, they updated the iPhone.
Right.
And they don't have the AUX import anymore. Like, we didn't even realize how good we had it, which is why I said I think that was part of the problem.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's other problems we've always had. But
I think it's a good lesson for people, too. Like, even me, because I have been recently, like, feeling so affected by everyone's just pissed, flipping people off dry. It's just like, and then I get worked up, and I'm like, no, we can have empathy, you know, knowing that everyone is grieving. Oof. And I think, I know, it's a lot.
Yeah, you and I it's even talking before the show, and I, like, remember I started getting nauseous.
Yeah.
That's never even happened to me.
Yeah. And I was telling you, I was saying this the other week, I was the same way. I was literally nauseous all week.
Well, if you, you know, that the other thing too, if you're one of the people that's moving out of the grief and into the new, I was saying to Kelsey, like, when is, like, a creature at its weakest? Pretty much when it's just born.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the calf can barely stand up, or you break out of the cocoon, and the butterfly is just trying to figure out how to fly. Like, so if you were the one that has transcended the grief and is rebuilt and done something new, that's when you're at your most vulnerable. So I was saying to Kelsey, because Kelsey and I both have had these odd reactions to people that we've seen and been in contact with.
Yeah.
And to the point that we're either exhausted or really heartbroken. And I said, I think it's because we're in a weakened state. Because we're with the show, we're transcending into something else.
Yeah.
But we're not ready to... Do you know what I mean? We're not ready to stand. We're in a very soft state.
Yep.
So
we're learning how to walk.
We need
again.
To need to PYE, which is
protect our energy.
Right, Regular Guy Friday for protect your energy right now until we can. But I think that's also, what's going on. We'll take a break. We come back. We'll have an update on the fate of Ask the Manager Mondays. And I say fate. Seems like our run is over. We'll update you on that. Then I do want to talk to you about some steps you can take that I did learn from the Minimizing podcast. And then, maybe we'll get into, the how much shame we all carry and how it just really prevents us and how the society kind of puts us in that state. It's almost like we're on our heels. Mm-hmm. Society's got, you know, when you're on your heels, meaning like you're backing up and you're at your weakest, they've got you on the ropes. And I feel like society has us all on the ropes where we're backpedaling and explaining when we should be either mad about how we've been violated or on the offensive, like, no, I'm going to go do this. And I had some instances. We shot a pilot this week and I had some interactions with some people and it hit me. And then, you know, another friend of mine had a really bad thing happen to them that could kind of happen to anybody. And it was the same thing. And so it was the same where shame really came into it. And I was like, wait, this isn't good. So when we come back, we'll talk about that, and we'll touch lightly on even the poor girl from Extra who threw herself off a building. On that note, but I think that suicides right now, I've said forever, are climbing at an alarming rate, and they're going to keep climbing. So we do need to talk about it. All that and more on this.
Peppy, regular guy.
This regular guy. Well, what did we say? No, we didn't concede the day to the bosses, but it's on this asterisk edition of Regular Guy Friday.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
Ready. Okay, so we're back. Yes, Kelsey. So you had mentioned... Yes, you came to my attention that you brought a review to Maria, and about ask the manager. Who's just smiling in the booth, and then so unfortunately we'll have an update on whatever it is that was said, so you can read the review and then as a former manager, I will comment.
Yeah, please do. I mean, I'm feeling a little torn, Kev, because, you know, you see this, but yet I'm getting so many questions still. So I'll let you guys hear it for yourself.
What do you mean questions?
Questions for Ask the Manager.
Oh, for me to answer.
Yes.
People want to hear from
the managers. People want to hear from the managers.
The managers.
Yeah, and I'm not kidding. I'm really getting I have a lot of questions that are still coming in. So I get that. But then you guys, the review.
Just makes me
The review says, transitioning, ? I love this podcast, hence the 5 stars. Maria brings her journalistic powers to bear as she interviews heavy-hitting guests on all things wellness and improvement.
Yeah, baby.
That said, it feels like the show is shifting.
That said is always the...
Yeah, that said scares me. That said, it feels like the show is shifting. Kevin is a talent in his own right, and I've enjoyed RGF. Thank you for not wanting to cancel us. When he shares specific lessons and or anchors to Maria...
Waiting for the trap door to open.
In some way. Otherwise, not as much. Ask the Manager Mondays feels disconnected from the brand, as does social presence. Maria is the draw and brand, and any show that she does in her social content is a must hear and see. It also feels ageless versus the other content, which seems targeted to a younger audience. First of all, I, just being simply biased right now, am a younger audience, and I would like to include my age as well as Pooja's age.
Yeah.
And I actually don't necessarily agree with that, but I'm going to take my opinion out of it and just say, I guess, you know, Kev, it's kind of up to the people, because I'm confused now because you read that, but then I really am getting more questions and I am getting good feedback for it. So I just don't know what to do. I don't know.
Well, I will say that I appreciate the review because the person didn't do like 1 star.
Yeah,
they gave us 5 stars. So it's very nice. Yeah. And so just being honest. Okay, so now I'll tell you guys, okay, all like fun and games aside, because you know I have the work scam balance. So the scam part is, yes, we have some laughs on Ask the Manager Mondays too, but then the work part is really trying to give you, answer your questions and give you advice on the business,
right,
or just life the best we can. But let me tell you about why we do ask, why we did it. You know, there's not a podcast out there that I know of, or one, a female or male, that does, and especially when it's host generated, which Maria's is. It's not a panel show, it's Maria.
Right.
So Maria, we're the only podcast I know that does, we drop 5 new episodes a week plus a Patreon. So that's 6. Now, we do RGF, and it was fun, and it gave Maria a break, and then it worked, you know, and you guys let us know that, and you let Maria know that, and we'll do it as long as you guys want us to, and if you don't, we won't. I have fun being with Kelsey. Kelsey, you know, is a host as much as she is a producer, and I'm very big on whoever works for me filling their cups. You know, Stephen Lemieux, I remember for you, I would meet with my staff every year at AfterBuzz, and I'd say, listen, I know, Stephen, you came to me. You want to be a filmmaker.
Yeah.
At some point, and again, this isn't a humble brag, what a great guy I am. No, it's logical. At some point, he's going to burn out, mm-hmm. and he's going to resent the job. He's going to resent me. And I remember saying, Stephen, we have to find a way to fulfill that bucket, or you're gonna get angry with me and the job, and it's going to trickle down. It's going to be a mess. But that's what Kelsey wants to do.
Yeah.
So I want to find ways to fill that cup. Pooja has aspirations. I think with Pooja, you know, you probably have things you don't even know that you want to do yet. But I have experience to kind of see those patterns in people, and it's proven that I can see the things that you're attracted to that you may know or may not know. But I have to honor that too with you, whether it's writing, editing, hosting, artwork, whatever it is, I have to honor that, or you're going to burn out and go away. And by the way, if you want to go away, that's okay. But generally, burnout is long and involved. It starts hurting the show. It starts hurting coworkers.
Right.
So all of that, what does all that add up to? And by the way, my wife, you know, had a tumor taken out of her head. Mm-hmm. So she's tired. So rather than put up a rerun, you know, because we're told by our advertisers, like, we need more inventory. What is working is all this inventory.
Right.
And so now we want to keep doing 5 new shows. Plus, if you're a Patreon person, we also want to give you your Patreon every week. Plus the monthly heel event. And now we have a website that is not a vanity website. It is a true MarieMenounos.com, which I'll want to come up with a name to make it even bigger. And if there was an Ask the Manager, I'd explain why, to teach you guys about branding. But there isn't one anymore. But we work really, really hard. In fact, we're overworking. We're having a meeting, you know, today to discuss how do we work smarter, not harder, because we do work that hard and we're doing it for everybody. But I believe as a coach, bend, don't break. And, you know, I don't want to break Maria, and you guys don't want me to break Maria. So we could throw up a rerun, but you can go to iTunes and access those already. So, but at the same time, Maria, this is her baby. So she reads something like that. She's like, nope, that's it. So now Maria did the show. And by the way, Maria is going to tape the Monday show, and it's going to be a great show. I will tell you, because I'm getting Maria into I want to get Maria into a mindset of just, hey, there's certain shows where you're sitting across from a guest, you're reading that book, you're asking those questions, you're trying to pull all the helpful information out of them to help people's lives. I get it. That's a lot of work. But most other podcasters come into their studio literally with flip-flops, and they turn on the mic and they kind of just shoot the shit. Now, I don't recommend that for a non-celebrity, because there was a great saying that one producer told me. She's like, why we love Maria up there and not for no names? Because she was like, we have an old saying, if I wanted the opinions of people I didn't care about, I'll just go ride the city bus. So with the celebrity, you're invested, you care. Like, yeah. I'll say right. Like, people don't necessarily care that I went and got an ice cream cone and it was my favorite flavor. I go, but with you, because you're a celebrity, they would. Do. And so I want to get Maria more into a mindset where she just comes in, kicks, puts her feet up, relaxes. Kelsey and Pooja, three different generations of females, all like just talk and rap, what went on in the weeks, ask Maria some questions. Like, so then it's not going to feel like work for Maria and it won't tax her as much. But at the end of the day, it's still hours on her. So that's why I was like, oh, if we can deliver value with questions about career or industry or life, answering it based on the 30 years I have in this business, then that gives Maria a break, but also gives people new content. Mm-hmm. So that's why. And, but again, like Maria is very protective of this. And I understand because she's worked at it so hard and it's her name. So that is why Ask the Manager of Monday is on, was started and is now on hiatus.
Put on a shelf.
So anyway.
I mean, it's up to them, you know? That's, I don't know. Kind of makes me sad. It was kind of fun.
It was so fun.
We had a lot of good laughs while it lasted.
My mom liked it a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Because it's ageist. That's what like the lady, the person said on the thing.
Right.
It's for old people.
No, she said it's for young people.
Yeah, she said it's too catered for young people.
Oh.
Yeah. And so I'm saying.
Well, listen, I don't know what to do at this point, Kelsey.
I know.
I know what I say. I just work here.
I just, same.
So. Yeah. Needless to say. Okay. So, yeah, something disturbing this week happened with one of the correspondents at Extra threw herself off a building and committed suicide. And I know, because Kelsey, you know, and we were rocked by it. I didn't know her, but I felt like I knew why, and I knew the story. I don't know why I got a download, and I might be wrong, but I remember when I was younger, an older friend of my mom's, something came up about a suicide, and this friend of my mom's said, you know, that's because no one saw him. No one listened to him. And so that always stuck with me. And that's why I listen. What I try to do is see people and listen to them, especially see them. And I don't know. I actually want to get in touch with her family. I feel bad because I swear to God, not my ego, whatever. I swear to God, if I knew this girl, it could have been different.
Well, something just came out recently about
she had one line, and what'd the mother say?
Well, her mom was just like, you know, obviously nothing well would be the same for her. But what she was saying was that Chesley like struggled really badly with depression, but hid it. And like her mom and her were best friends. And she was like, she didn't even tell me, like her closest confidant up until, you know, a couple of days before she passed. And anyway. I just want to, it's like, I was really rocked by it because I worked with her at Extra and knew how much of a light and like incredible person she was. So it actually, I mean, and I know this is a hard topic.
It's hardest on those people, Kelsey.
Yeah.
The lights.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
And especially if you're at a place of darkness.
Yeah. And you have no one to feel like you have no one to talk to about it.
I mean,
it.
The way I see it, it's like this is a Miss USA who's an attorney and an athlete.
So she had her MBA too. Like, I don't know how she did all this.
To me, this was, so I don't know if you look around in our business and you see all these other people taking over the world. Mm. And yes, on the outside, it looks, well, it's impressive, but I don't want to say just a correspondent Extra, but I also know if you just look at the stats there, no one's really ever gone on. Mario did well there. And then before him, Lisa Gibbons. Maria, of course, was Maria before she went in, and she was Maria after she left and only got bigger, but that's because of Maria. But everyone else, if you know, and no one's watching those shows anymore. So I just feel like she probably fell victim to comparison and looking around and being like, and she got to that point of why try?
Why?
If I'm not, because by the way, here's the thing, guys, I've said this before, when people don't see you, Don't give up and don't feel bad and don't think you're the only one, because especially if you're special or you're great, most people won't see that. They only see what's obvious. So I see that girl and I say, oh my God, let's go to HGTV. Done. Let's go to American Idol. Like, she should have been working everywhere. But our business, like most businesses, people just see what's in front of them, mm-hmm. what's going to make them a buck right now in the moment, whatever. And I'm sure she felt that. And I don't know, like, everything today just gets you in trouble when you speak. But I just, I think, yes, not everyone is meant to make it, okay? And like, so, and I think there's a lot of people who think they should be bigger than they are and don't appreciate. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of people, you know, Maria worked with. And I was like, you know, the only difference between this person and the local weatherman or news anchor was a lottery ball.
Yeah.
Like, you are beyond your peak, so be thankful. Right. You're next to Mary Hart.
Right.
But they could put anyone else next to Mary Hart. And anywhere else, you're a local newsman and successful, but you're not. And we have a lot of people like that. And those are usually the people that politic the hardest to think they deserve more and take down everyone else around them.
Yeah.
But then you have someone like this who, look at that. Look at her. Everything about her checks every box of like why this person should be super successful. She knew that. It's funny. There's stories about J-Lo when she worked on Living Color. Second name drop. And, you know, when people from Living Color approached her after she was successful, like, hey, remember me? And she was like, you know, I really don't talk about that time in my life or something like that. Mm. And I'll never forget. I forget what celebrity explained this to me. And it made sense. It was like, because sometimes you know in your heart who you are and where you're supposed to be. Mm. And she probably knew.
Yeah.
She was destined for more stuff. I remember saying, having this talk with Jenny McCarthy, who wasn't the person who said this to me, but I remember saying, Jenny, when you were younger, when I was at MTV, did you know you were going to, she said, yeah, I kind of had an idea.
Wow.
But I think there's other people who think that and they need people in their lives to go, not where you think you're supposed to be. Yes, we can all achieve and do great things, but maybe it's not on camera. Maybe it's as a director, or maybe it's as someone who runs a PR company. But I think that's where, but again, nobody's checking anybody. Everyone's taking away everyone's pain. Everyone's providing all the pleasure. And all the parents are going, yeah, you are amazing. And then they get to the real world and go, oh, but that girl, actually, I don't know why I feel connected to her, where I'm like, no, she should have been elsewhere. And I think she just gave up and was like, nobody sees me. Mm-hmm. You know, Maria is 10 years older. So I think there's maybe more resilience with that generation. Not that she's a full generation above, but she also had me. She had a champion, someone fighting for her.
Right.
Like Joan Rivers always said this too. I never had a champion, which sucks. So if you have one, people, honor them. Oh my God. Truly. If you're lucky enough to get one, freaking honor them and be grateful for them.
Because
I never had one either.
Yeah.
You know, but I feel like nobody saw her the way she deserved to have been seen.
And the way she felt she should.
And we had, it's funny, we were doing a pilot this week and someone walked by me. We had a bunch of producers here and talent. And someone walked by me. And I just got this wave of like, wait, what? Like, I don't know what hit me where it was like, wait, you're not where you're supposed to be. And I feel like you're dimming your light. And by the way, when I joke and try to be cool with the kids, guys, I always just like try to burst into them and go, Pooja, do not let
anyone dim your light.
Yes. And then I just feel like empowered and totally self-important because I said that.
We're all going to get tattoos.
And then I put in front of Pooja's desk a big circle with an X through it that says, dim your light.
Ridiculous.
Cool boss. Funny years.
But I felt like, you know, and so I pulled this producer aside and I just said, I feel like you're supposed to be doing something. This is great, but I feel like you're supposed to be doing something else. And
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them. I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory, and with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
And she started welling up with tears because she was like, you know, I feel, yeah, there's things I do want to do. And then she started explaining, but not because of this and not because of that and only because of this. And I wouldn't do that. And I said, well, but stop explaining. And what have we said on this show before? When you're explaining, you're negotiating. What are you negotiating? You have nothing to apologize for. You want to be a painter. It's okay. Be a painter. Well, then what are we talking about here? And honor the universe because you started your whole life as a painter and then you got pushed into something else. But now you'll come back as like 10 times the better painter. So for me, yes, first thing I ever did, 7, was a made a film and it won a festival like with Against Adults. And it was a very big deal. But then, you know, life put me on another path and had me, you know, do everything but that, which has depleted me. But now that I'm going back to it, we've talked about this before. Now I have all the other tools that I developed along the way that make me the best filmmaker possible. But I said to her, I said, but you have to honor this because if you don't, I said, take it from me, you'll wilt. Mm-hmm. And I'm a dude, so I'm going to have more testosterone and more fight. I'm from a different generation, so I'm going to keep fighting through it. I'm going to keep going, okay, I'll just have another Diet Coke and I'll go build another building. Okay, I'll go over here. I'll save another life. I'll go dig another ditch. I'll just keep going and going. And like my dad, who disintegrated like in his early 50s because of it, like I'll just keep doing that. But the younger generation is, you guys are going to get sick. You have autoimmune diseases, which I have. I have an autoimmune disease and I know it's because of this. Oh, yeah. One of the reasons. But anyway, you've got to honor what it is you want to do. You know, or do not negotiate and do not explain. And that's the shame coming in. It's okay. If that's what you want to be a painter, be a painter. But do I mean quit on your family and your responsibilities? No. I'm not saying that, okay? But you have to water that part of your body or you will wilt, you will die inside. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. But I'm seeing shame just come into people where I just know so many people that either have to explain to and negotiate why they want to live or pursue their dream, or I've seen people who are violated are explaining and negotiating, you know, why it was wrong or what they didn't mean to do or whatever. I had this week a really awful thing happen. A friend's social media account got hacked. And all this unbelievable stuff. I mean, like horrible stuff was put up online. And, you know, it was, thank God, nothing. It was just embarrassing. Nothing was offensive, or it was just embarrassing mm-hmm. stuff. It wasn't, thank God, racial or political like other people doing, or sexual. It just was embarrassing.
Yeah.
And the person started explaining. But I only, you know, I said this because of that. And I said, hey, I'm going, hey, whoa. These are your private correspondences between you and your mom. Like, and you and, like, your loved ones. Like, do not explain. Why are we not angry at the person who hacked your account? And this is what I'm always saying to Maria and Kelsey, you know, and the Heal Squad and myself. Why anger sometimes is the trigger that you need to get angry. Now, don't go punch walls and do crazy things like I would have done 30 years ago. But no, but get angry. Go, wait, no, this is messed up.
Yeah.
And by the way, I want to be a painter, and you're telling me 10 reasons why I shouldn't be a painter. Well, I'm angry at you for saying that. And by the way, I'm angry at myself for even considering your words. Bye, B. And you got to do it with Kelsey's hand that she does it. I wish we were video to show you guys. It's very important.
We can do a story later.
Right, where she just goes, bye, B.
Bye, B.
We have an update on bunny ears. We learned a new one today.
We did.
Which, at the pilot, I'm calling it the eyedropper effect, but he said it was
He said like sprinkle, right?
Sprinkles.
Yeah.
Yellow.
We're going to teach you guys how to do sprinkles.
It's
very
amazing.
Interesting way to kind of shuffle by somebody without being polite, but yet not making contact. These are things we learn on Regular Guy Friday, people.
The important stuff.
Thank you. That's why I love my little Poochie Pooch. Very important stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I was going to say, now I lost my train of thought.
We were just talking about, you know, people, the shame that comes from.
Again, we need to get angry. Get angry at anyone who's like getting in the way of your dream, or like the people that are violating you.
Mm-hmm.
But I also want you to get angry at yourself for like when you are ashamed. No. Mm-hmm. What am I doing? Why am I? What did I do? Because, guys, I spent my whole life, anytime I was violated in the last 20 or 30 years, probably because I did so many bad things growing up, like, you know, or punky things, or shitty or narcissistic shit, whatever, that it's been like an overcompensation in the other area, but then so much explaining. And so, and you know, now I'm waking up and I'm like, I'm really mad. I'm really mad at some people in the last 5 or 10 years who I went out of my way to really help and were like, oh, no, you didn't. No, you didn't help me. You screwed me. And forever I was like, no, I didn't screw you because of that. Like, now I'm like, wait, what was I doing explaining? Yeah. I hope I don't see you. But by the way, it won't be an act of violence. But I will say, no. Uh-uh. But the reason I think it's healthy is it's the anger, you guys, that's shaking me out of the shame. Now, Dave Koechner had the best thing. Get the shame and guilt out of the courtroom.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm.
But I need to get angry at that person who's twisting things to be like, wait, no, I went out of my way to help you. And ironically, you're saying I hurt you? I went out of my way to hurt you? And rather than go, you know, no, I did everything to help you. Get away. You're a psycho. You're a narcissist. Get away from me. It's no. I didn't mean to. What I was trying to do is I was explaining and negotiating. No.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm mad at that person, but I'm really mad at myself because it's that anger that's going to prevent me. That's what I have to do to psych myself up. But by the way, you'll hear on the Monday show, Maria's going to talk about a therapy session. And what did the guy say? Somatic therapy.
Yeah.
He took her through this thing where she's literally fighting and beating the crap out of all her presses.
Yeah.
And what I've said is, and familiarity breeds contempt. I tell you guys every week, I've been telling Maria this for 15 years.
Mm-hmm. But
Maria, when I do it, no, I don't want to hear it. This is stressing me out.
Yeah.
I'm like, so bury it and get cancer like poor Maria's mom.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you something about Maria's mom. This really has made me angry, and it doesn't make Maria's family angry enough. But for my dear Lisa, I'm violently angry about this. Now, I haven't acted on it, nor will I, but it's a reminder of the maggots that were in her life. It's a reminder to go, what, Kelsey?
Bye, B.
You never get to see me again. Here's an example, guys, and I know moms and sisters, and you guys are going to relate to this. When you, like, it's not only you're ashamed, you're being made to be ashamed of something that not only you shouldn't be ashamed of, you should be proud of and you should be lauded for. Mm. I see this happen all the time. By the way, it's the biggest trick of narcissists. Serial killers, that's usually the defense. It's always like they turn it back on you. Oh, they're amazing.
Gaslighting.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
But Maria's mom, are there better moms out there? I don't know. You know, I don't know. Is she one of the best moms I've ever seen? Yeah. Is she the best? Could very well be. I don't think I've met a better mom than Maria's mom. Like the old fashioned cook, clean everything for the kids, drive them everywhere, just everything. And for the husband, just did everything for everybody, which is why she's not here. And yet one cousin said, told her she was a terrible mother. Jealous probably over Maria's success and how civilians paint everything. Oh, you, Maria got everything. Bullshit. Bullshit. Quite the opposite. Bullshit. And by the way, decades ago, and we are internally, our family's good now, but you know, and before Maria's mom went under the knife, she whispers to me, she said, can you believe blank said I was a terrible mother right before she got wheeled away from me? And what do you think that does to Kevin Undergaro, narcissist hunter?
Pisses him off.
Worse. I'm like, okay, I can't wait. Mm. And I didn't act on it, obviously, but I was, yeah, whatever. I just made sure that when they came around to do the dog and pony act around Lita, I was very cold. And yeah, you get your time with her. And I go, Lita, you look at me the minute you want. She just gave me the wink and everything was fine. But this was the most amazing mother in the world. And then she's thinking, I was a good mother. I did that. Why explaining? Why negotiating? Oh, that's right, because of shame. And that's how we get controlled by society and by people and by our family members and our friends that, who aren't our friends. But no, get mad at it. Don't act on it. Don't hit anybody. Don't hit a wall. Don't hurt yourself. But get mad at that person, but especially get mad at yourself for giving into it. No, I'm not negotiating. I'm not explaining. This isn't a negotiation. I know what I did, what I've done, or what I want to do.
Yeah. Bye, B.
Bye, B.
Yeah.
And I see it all the time. And, you know, so it's a couple times this week I saw it. And like I said, I've been going through too. And I'm really like, no, I'm going to my anger. Mm. Not destructive anger to make me want to like drink or punch a wall. Like anything. No, but angry enough to go, no. No, B.
No.
No, B. You don't, you, no, no, no. You're not twisting this.
Yeah.
No, and F you, inner Kev, for letting it happen. You're a B too.
Yeah.
Bye B to you.
Yeah.
But that's why, and what do? We hide from our anger because we get afraid. Oh, no, you know, especially women, which well, I feel terrible.
Feel like we shouldn't be able to express it.
Oh, the shame is so deep, yeah. But then it's like, yeah, it's like, oh, I don't want to, I just, you know, so what? We get sad, then we get sick.
Yeah.
And we go away.
Or
and
we
and note for everybody. And Lita told me this too. She said, Kevin, everyone just shows up at the funeral and stuff and people cry for a couple of weeks and then life just goes on.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there's a great quote that I saw on the, that I think it was one of these, well, I want to give right credit. Maybe it was this Daily Stoic or, that we can go on a break. Let's see. Maybe I don't have it here. Maybe it's not here, Kelsey.
Uh-oh.
Interesting.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, when people are, like when the cousin did say that to Lita, it's usually because you're showing them something that they don't have in themselves.
Mm-hmm. Or the jelly donuts
Well, they're jealous, but this is why they have to take that next step to hurt you or knock you out. Because they have to prove. They have to, for themselves to live, it's easier, for whatever reason, whatever their hang-ups are, it's easy for them to live and breathe, you know, believing they're
better.
Their version of the truth. Because they're not the person you are. Mm. You know, I can tell you, Maria, like the biggest thing, Maria is too good to be true. That's what we used to hear. And there were certain bosses in our like narcissistic, diabolical business who were just like, she can't be real, so we're going to dehumanize and vilify her. Me now knows. Like, it was unbelievable, the stuff they would create. And then Maria would explain and negotiate. and work harder, which is what they want.
And then they win.
Which is what they want. And then they, then you die or get a tumor, and they go on and do it to someone else. Mm-hmm. This is where you get angry and you go, no.
Yeah.
No, 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 no. You're a piece of crap for doing this, number one. Mm-hmm. And number two, I'm mad at myself that I even entertained why I would let a piece of crap have a say in my scam.
Mm-hmm. That's where all my stomach stuff came from.
Right?
I can pinpoint it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think letting anger out's so hard, though. It's so hard. It was funny that Maria, we talked about this, and you guys will hear it more Monday, but that's what I talked about with my therapist this week, too. And she, instead of punching people, Maria's was punching people. Mine was, she had me say it to the chair, pretending it was the person, and I couldn't not do it without a smile. And she's like, because you hide behind light, lady.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't do it. She's like, practice.
Diana Porsche, I know with her, she has you throw rocks against a thing. I mean, you know, there's all sorts of things. But I think, yeah it's okay to be angry. Mm-hmm. Sacrificing your own peace and happiness for acceptance.
Oof.
Which, of course, listen, side note. Of course we're going to sacrifice our peace and happiness to be popular.
Well,
that's the only
for
thing.
Popularity.
Obviously.
But other than that, obvs. But yeah, that's just something to think about. All right, guys, we'll take a break. And let's go over, this Minimizing Podcast had some kind of cool things to kind of help you with your days. And it's been helping me pull out of this this little funky funk.
Funkity funk.
This grieving funk that I'm in. You guys will be right back.
I'm sure you've heard about probiotics. We recently partnered with Just Thrive. Tina Anderson is the mastermind behind this extraordinary product. Why do we need a probiotic?
The world we're living is so disruptive to our gut health, from antibiotics that we take, from Roundup that's sprayed out over our food supply, to stress. We see symptoms like gas and bloating, diarrhea, constipation, skin rashes, autoimmune issues and allergies, mood disorders. So anxiety, depression, all of those types of issues are stemming from our imbalance in our gut.
And the thing about Just Thrive probiotic is you don't have to refrigerate it.
To be a probiotic, it needs to be alive in your intestines, not alive in the refrigerator. And most of those probiotics in the refrigerator actually don't make it to the intestines alive, which is the goal.
If we couple the Just Thrive probiotic and the Just Calm, what do we get?
We know the probiotic alone is helping with the leakiness of the gut and helping all other types of things in our with our overall health. But we know now when we add the Just Calm, it's helping with our mood.
Guys, Just Thrive is a game changer. If you're ready to take control of constipation, bloat, and stress and live your healthiest life yet, you can get 20% off your first 90-day bottle of Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic today. Just visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code HEALSQUAD. You won't regret it. As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili.
Happy Friday, everyone. We're back. Apologies for this asterisk edition of Regular Guy Friday. Kelsey Alexander Meyer.
Kevin, no middle name, Undergaro.
Pooja, no middle name, Nayer.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
We back. We here. Kevin's chugging his Diet Coke so he can get life for the rest of the show.
Popeye needs his spinach, so to speak.
So, Kevin.
Yes, dear.
Can we just remind the troops one more time, you know, as we come back on this lovely Friday, as we still have to tape a show with Maria for Monday.
Yes.
I want to tell everyone, Maria reads, you know, it's like I was looking through the reviews. Maria has kept RGF on the docket.
Hashtag save RGF.
Save RGF.
That campaign was
amazing. Because of all of your reviews. So if you guys feel strongly about Ask the Manager Monday, please write in, write reviews, write comment on Patreon, DM us. Every little thing helps. I felt like I needed to remind everyone listening of that.
So there's a chance.
Well, you know, I think so. I really do. I think that they could save us. So
interesting.
You know,
save ATM.
Save ATM. Caveat of today's show.
ATM squared.
As we continue to attempt to save our GF, we also have to save ATM.
And we just printed 1,000 8x10
I know.
Portraits That's of right. me, Pooja, and Kelsey.
And we can't go to waste.
And
we're about to order. We were about to order some mugs.
We have interns working on the transcripts because we know people are going to want to send us their self-addressed stamped envelopes to receive.
Right.
Their signed their autographed photo of the managers, as well as a transcript of the program. And I don't know, it just all went off the rails really fast.
Yeah. So
anyway, and by the way, listen, if you don't want it, then that's okay too. Then we'll figure out
something
else.
But no, you can't save it.
Yes.
You have
I guess
the power.
We can. I did not know that.
Well,
thank you, KAM.
I think it's important to know.
That's Kelsey Alexander Maya. That's why she's an associate manager.
I'm trying to save the ship here.
Okay, so I'm on this Minimizing podcast, and they had a couple of really cool tips. I still think when you accomplish tasks, it gives you some energy. But at the same time, if you're like me and you feel completely depleted, and I knew because a lot of people who, you know, living in the real world, would say, like, I'm just too depleted to do anything on the weekends because they work so hard during the week, and I get that. But that's how I'm feeling. I'm feeling like I have so many outstanding things I have to do. And we call it eating frogs in this house, you know, and I'm like, I can't eat any more frogs. But there's things I have to do. So one of the things, there was someone who was on one of these podcasts who suggested just three things that you're going to do in the day. Three things you're going to accomplish that day. That's it.
Mm.
And it could be, and they didn't expand on it any further, but I thought like, wow, so maybe it is call the AC repairman.
Right.
Because we don't have air conditioning in Connecticut. And I know like right around the corner, we're going to be there producing the show and sweating, and I don't want that. But I have like a laundry list of things that need to be cleaned out or organized. Which just, I have to go down to the DMV and stand in line and deal with something there. And it's just like, and in the state I'm in, you guys, I'm just like, I can't, you know, honor all my other commitments, all the businesses. But I like this three things a day.
I do too.
Because I can do these three things and then I'm like, oh, I feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than when I was looking at, say, 30 things to do and none of them getting done because it's just too overwhelming even to look at.
Right. Well, and I think acknowledging them too, right? Like I know Sundays for us, Kev, are hard, but I always try and make Sundays my cooking for the week, prepping for the week, and then laundry day. Those are two massive things.
Yeah, but acknowledge that they're massive things. Right.
Yeah.
Like that's a thing. It's not a...
It's not just, oh, I just did that.
No, it's a win.
So I like that.
But I like the three a day,
mm-hmm.
if you can. You know... When we talk about, you know, this is another one too, that there was a couple that was talking about every night they restage their house.
So every night?
Well, when you hear about staging, like so in real estate, you'll hear like, oh, did they stage the house? Meaning like, did they stage it with nice furniture and decorations? Right. So when you go into the house, you go, oh, this, I get it. I get what the vibe is here and I want to buy it. It makes a huge difference in selling a house. But they call it restaging. What they do is they go through and they kind of pick up all the toys and the books and they put everything back. I call it back to one.
Yeah.
So in filmmaking, and Pooja's, I know, really interested in filmmaking, if you ever hear a director say, all right, everyone, back to one, mm-hmm. you go back to your original mark. So where the scene began. So I began, let's say, outside the door. I'm going to enter in. I'm going to make myself a coffee. I'm going to sit down at the table, have my conversation. So we do all that. And it's like, cut. Okay, guys, everyone back to one. So I will always say, Maria, Maria, back to one in our house. But we've kind of always practiced this. So, you know, at the end of the night, I try to get things off counters and put dishes away and just whatever. So you wake up in the morning and you feel a lot better. Mm-hmm. But it really helps. And at AfterBuzz, I remember. So Marissa and I would open is Marissa was one of the few people from her generation that was willing to get up early. The rest of them, you know, whatever, just wanted to sleep till one every day and work at night. And I didn't know, but she was coming in and it was a mess. And I'd be like, okay, we only have 20 staff members at night, not to mention there's 100 hosts here. And really, we can't put the dishes in the dishwasher or run the dishwasher and put them back. Like, really, guys, we can't run with, you know. No. And so I was like, no, this place needs to go back to one. So when she comes in, she says she feels good. Mm-hmm. She shouldn't be doing that. Like,
she's doing the opening duties. Yeah. Not doing,
she's got to turn on there's multiple monitors. There's a whole procedure there. And it made a big difference. And we never stopped. And so even when Kelsey and Pooja, there's times we go and work over at AfterBuzz or the studios. And I'm like, guys, you know, first couple of times it was like trash left there. I go, no. Like, if you're going to come here, you leave, you take any trash you bring in, you leave with that night, put the dishes back in where they belong. It doesn't take long, but it makes a big difference. Mm-hmm. So back to one is like a good, is a, I think, thing that helps. When you're starting to get rid of things, because I'm still seeing a lot of stuff here after, with a lot of hospital equipment we have left. We have furniture, just stuff we're just, you know, like I felt, again, shame. I get ashamed at like wasting stuff, but then I hang on to this stuff and it just, these physical items just weigh us down. The minimalist goes over this too, you know, how much it weighs your brain down. And one of the little sayings they had was, is the cost of holding on to this greater than the benefit?
Ooh.
So you kind of, that's kind of a way to weigh it out. And then when it comes to clothes, was this used in the last 90 days and will it be used 90 days from now?
I like that.
So that's kind of a nice way.
Because most times the answer is no. Get rid of it.
Right?
When in doubt, throw it out.
Throw it out. And by the way, donate it or whatever, or sell it. But I want to say what I realized, and I didn't hear in any of these episodes, but they probably have it there, is like anything, even the art of minimizing can also be a chore.
Oh, yeah.
Which is also now another burden. So we touched last week on it and probably end on this, but like, you know, no is a choice. Yes is a commitment. And I think I got it from these guys. But every time you say yes to something, even in your brain, I know with me, if I say I'm going to, whatever task I'm going to do, and I, mm-hmm. now it's just another thing weighing my brain down that I have to do this task, even minimizing, even cleaning out the garage. Like, okay, that's enough. So I just think like that's why even all this stuff with a grain of salt, you know, I think definitely all this material stuff weighs us down. I think the more we can divorce from it, and I was always healthy. The only things I ever really cared about, my dad's 3 fire helmets as a fireman. Mm. I never cared, and I to this day, and he's got some tools as a cement finisher. But other than that, nothing else mattered. You know, everything's replaceable, and I'm proud of myself for that, and it's really helped me a lot. And remember, like, the less items you keep, the more that you do keep are actually sentimental. They have more sentiment.
Right.
You know? So.
You feel so much better.
What's that?
I said, you just feel so much
you
better.
You feel better, but again, I just say, just as long as it doesn't become another thing in your brain mm-hmm. that you have to do, because now that's weighing you down.
Right. And then so, if you don't do it, you beat yourself
so
up.
So, yeah. So, remember with yes, when you say yes, if it's to help someone do something, or even in your brain, like, oh, I want to start a podcast, or I'm going to start painting a painting, that's a commitment, and a commitment weighs you down. It's another item. So, when you talk about like minimalizing, it's not just physical things. It's those other tasks that you say, no, I just can't, you know? Yeah. Just, you know, it's hard. And anyway, Kelsey, yeah.
For Anyways. Me,
I got to find ways to, I have to find more ways to fill the old cup of Rooney.
Yep.
And, you know, again, we've talked about that. What are the things that make your heart sing? And then how do you make it, put it into practical terms in your life?
Without, stressing yourself out, overdoing it. I think
or compromising other things that you have to do. But there are ways to do it. And
there
I think
always are.
You figure out what it is and then you got to start honoring. Because right now, you know, when it comes to the things I want, the few things I want to do, I have, you know, a lot of energy.
Right.
But there's just certain things I just, mm-hmm. I don't want to do, you know, I don't want to do. And like the caffeine and will, I don't know, and anger, it all got me far. But right now it's like,
now the universe is like, hi, we have to find a different way.
You got to find a different way of doing it.
Yeah.
You know? So anyway, that is the Asterix edition of Regular Guy Friday. And yeah, I still feel like going out on Johnny Thunders, Pooch.
Yeah.
All right.
Is that okay with you? Or do we have to go out with Ava?
No, I'm down. Let's do it.
Johnny.
This is to all you people out there who are trying and don't feel like you're seeing. No, we see you.
We see you.
No, we really do.
We do.
All I saw Kelsey when I first met her is trying so hard to lick the summer thing. You were trying so hard, but you didn't feel like you were getting anywhere, and you weren't.
To lick the what?
With your stomach.
Oh, the stomach, oh, thing. Didn't you hear summer?
I heard summer, and I was like, I think I'm
you
just
guys
missing
got,
an inside
you gotta
joke.
Call me out. No, because it's my brain is just
no, it's
I'm
okay.
Just
that's what we both were like, huh?
No, yeah, this summer, no. When, you know, I remember just like you were trying so hard, yeah, with the, you know, and
well,
yes,
that, yeah,
and some, and I do see a lot of people trying so hard, and then they're not seen,
right?
And a lot of us,
well, you
can help.
You were the first person for,
without, yeah, any cost to us,
right? I mean, you honestly were. It's like, I hate using the word triggering, but like when you talk about people not being seen, I mean, forever, I've always wanted to be a performer. That's my, that's where I get my energy and my joy. And I was always told, don't say that. No, you can't. So forever. And so I said, okay, I don't want to do that then. And then I got sick. Yeah, anyway, so you were the first person who, going back to talking earlier, you know, I have to host to fill my cup. And then I'm,
yeah,
better at everything else.
Part of it,
else.
But then, right. But then, but the great thing is our business today is all about producing and hosting. There's no,
right,
more.
Right.
That's gone. All those donuts are
exactly,
gone from the box.
Exactly. But just
see, if we hadn't asked
the
manager Mondays, we would go over this.
We could talk
about it. Come
on,
Pooja, DJ, Pooja, Pooch.
So, yes, see people. I'm grateful that Kevin saw me.
And, but you know what, though? Not even making it about me. It was, you were seen. But do you remember the emotion I had? Maria's got you with this one, and you're with that one, and this,
yeah,
one, and your mom,
yeah,
is a dietitian. Everyone's weighing,
yeah,
in. And do you remember the emotion I had?
Yeah, you said just get freaking angry.
I got angry.
Yeah, you were pissed.
It started with anger. I'm like, what the supplements and this and that. This one says this, and this,
yeah,
one's saying that, and this one, and you need to do this, and everyone's saying
that.
And
I never got
and
back.
And I go, you're going to get fucking mad. I'm,
yeah,
mad. I'm mad at your stomach. I'm mad at this situation.
Yeah.
And I go, now we got to take action.
Yep.
So you get mad, and then you take healthy, constructive action.
Yep.
We're like, let's take action.
Yep.
We got to focus on this. We're going to be fierce.
Yep.
Like, no, no B.
Yep, no B.
No, now you wanted to fight stomach?
Yeah.
Bring it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was the,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Yeah, it took me getting mad. It absolutely did.
You know, as Maria heals, it's anger of like, wait, why did I take that from you?
Yep.
Why did I allow that narrative?
Yep.
Even a family member's like, wait, what?
Why did I let you tell me that nothing was wrong with,
yeah,
me?
For whatever,
yeah,
whatever, right?
Yeah.
So.
That it was my emotions?
Anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lots of good lessons here.
So for you people trying out there, we see you.
We see you.
Get angry, and let's do something about it. And let's go about it in a different way.
Do your three things this weekend. I really love that, because I'm in the camp of, I'm too exhausted to do anything.
I get it. I feel
but
I
three
feel the same
things
way.
I can
three,
and
if,
I do,
way,
and I do
if,
them already.
But
that's
Kelsey,
the thing.
But Kelsey, if you have a lot weighing on you,
yeah,
there's a lot of people like me. I have a lot of stuff to do, and I literally like, I don't know where. I've never
don't
been in this
where
place
start.
Where I don't. I've never been that person.
Mm.
I don't know where to start,
yeah,
and I don't want to start. I'm just like, I'm freaking tired.
Yeah.
I literally want to run away from home. I,
yeah,
like, I said, Maria. I said, I think it's time to get a trailer. Like, and just go.
Yeah.
You know, listen, little bonus coverage for you guys. Can you bring in the theme to Kung Fu, please?
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to start this Regular Guy Friday bonus edition.
Whoa.
Here's our bonus edition. It's brief.
I like it. I like it. I'm ready.
It better be the old series. There you go. See? If you're like me. Oh, there I am. If you're like me, you guys.
This is you?
I think, wouldn't it be easier to just only have, like, a bag to carry over your shoulder?
Yes.
And travel from city to city, positively affecting people's lives. but in search of something maybe you might find or may not find. And when those people say to you, well, I can't believe you've changed our lives, you've helped us. Are you sure you can't stay? No.
That's right.
I'm afraid I must go on. Here's Kung Fu. This is
You've told me about
Yeah,
this
he
before.
Was a priest. And he went from town to town helping people, searching for his family.
Yeah.
And when people got in his way, he kicked their ass.
I can see this for you.
And then he moved on. Now, by the way, you might be the Michael Landon version, Highway to Heaven, where you're going town to town changing lives. Did your generation grow up with any of these kind of shows? It was like, it's always that theme where the character's going town to town. The Incredible Hulk was going town to town looking for the... It's like you're searching for something bigger, you're helping people on the way, you're totally misunderstood, and you're being hunted. The Fugitive,
the
too. I'm telling you, we got to bring this show back. Kind of shows back. But this is, to me, I keep telling Maria, she's like, what would you do, Kevin? Like, would you... I said, if something happened to me, I go, Maria, I think I'd actually become a priest. I said, I don't think I would take on another partner. I said, I think I would become some kind of priest or monk and just town to town and have somebody with me. Either it would be Kelsey or my friend Ian, someone else I could talk into the madness.
I love it. I'm in. You know, I'm always in.
Yeah, and we would just go from town to town and that's it.
I like it.
See, here's him in his training. Look
as
at him throwing all
get...
his, tis the training. But see, I've had the training, all the spears being thrown at him. Then I have to be accused of some crime I didn't commit, which that'll happen.
Yeah, for sure.
I have to get, I'll get canceled.
Absolutely.
Right? And then, yeah. And
we
then,
can make all that
and
happen.
I go, we go town to town to positive effect people.
Great.
While we're hunted for the cancellation.
Perfect.
In searching for greater something. We have to be looking for something.
I'm
sure there's a long lost family member. But sometimes I think like that might just be the way, Kels.
Yeah, I like it.
I really think, she's like, why do I know you're telling the truth? I'm 100% telling
you
the truth.
I know.
Town to town, coming
I like
in.
It.
I see it for you.
Yeah, just meeting the...
My friend has an Airstream you could probably borrow.
I feel like we'd be in a van.
Okay.
No Airstream. That's too cumbersome.
Okay.
We got to be able to move fast.
All right.
In today's day and age, we can't, like he was able to walk from city to city. I don't think we're down for that. I think we have some kind of van.
Like a minivan.
Great.
Even maybe just...
I love minivans.
No, my,
I
you know I'm a big minivan fan, but I think we need something a little bigger. Some amenities.
Right.
And I think that's it. And by the way, you know what's great? No one ever questions why they're there.
Right.
Thank
God you're here.
Yeah.
You're just here.
Yeah, that's it. No one ever says, wait, what, you weirdo? Where are you from? And where, you know? No. And then there's always like the villain who goes, who is jealous of you or is getting in the way of you're trying to help the other person.
I love this.
And then Kelsey, by the way, and Kelsey's jacked. She's a former gymnast. You would kick their asses too.
Of course. Mm-hmm. I get my anger out.
By the way, bring in Ava Max because now I'm back.
I'm
feeling like a queen. I'm really inspired.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's huge.
We got to start with Kelsey. There's a company called Road Tech.
Okay.
They have the best vans/RVs. They're small enough to be a van.
Amazing.
But they have enough amenities. Road Tech.
I'm so in.
But they have enough amenities. We can get a used one and we'll be gone.
I love it.
Queens across the country.
I'm in.
Whoa. By the way, this one, right? So we could bring back this format. But we could update it where we're queens and we're
on
trying to help other people become queens.
Queens on the road.
Why
queens
are you
on
even,
the road.
Yeah, queens,
queens
on the road.
Queens on wheels.
Queens on wheels.
Queens on wheels.
Queens on wheels. You guys, maybe on Patreon
that.
You can let us know what you think this title should be.
Yeah.
Queens to go.
Queens to go. I like that. To go queens.
Queens to go.
To go queens.
To go queens. Yeah, but remember, like we're helping people with problems. We're solving crimes.
I kind of like queens to go, maybe. Well,
we can play with it.
It's almost like, yeah, we have
queens
to figure
for hire.
Queens for hire, but we're not though, right?
Right,
because we're just doing it altruistically.
Right. Let us know, you guys.
I love the idea.
And also let us know if you want to save Ask a Manager Monday. I'm really still upset about this.
Please save it.
Speaking of being canceled, oh man, the most misunderstood man. Oh, please get over yourself, Kev. You guys, everybody, have a great weekend. We're one. Oh, wait a second. Guys, so glad we're in bonus coverage. Turner Classic Movie Month started.
Oh.
So don't tell me you're bored. Don't tell me you have nothing to do. Commercial free Oscar movies, the greatest movies, some of the greatest movies ever made in cinematic history on Turner Classic Movie this month, hand-curated, hand-selected, commercial-free. Yeah,
phenomenal.
I forgot, right? This will take you to Super Bowl. Then Super Bowl, that'll be fun. We'll have a little and then we get back to Turner Classic Movie Month, and then we get into March. We, the whole nation can celebrate Kelsey's birthday.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then St. Patty's Day. Yes. And then April's the tough one.
April's tough, but then we have, well, May we have April's Cinco de Mayo.
But April, no, but April you have baseball season starts, so opening day in your town.
I do love baseball
great
day.
Day to get completely obliterated.
Yes.
All my stuff's tied to alcohol.
Yeah, of course.
More fun that way.
7 days a week drunk. Oh, my kingdom. Next life.
Next life.
I'm drunk on a daily basis. All right. Well, Kelsey, now Kevo. That we're back to being queens.
Thank God we got back to it.
I think one last reminder why we're here as queens. Help one another. Learn from mistakes.
Have a few laughs.
That's it. Kelsey?
Bye, Betches.
Yeah.
I know. It's kind of weak.
Right. One more time.
Bye, Betches. That was better.
Wait, we didn't even... My goodness. We're going to have to save for next week.
What?
Well, we know about snapping and bunny ears.
Oh, yeah, we'll have to save
but
it.
But we didn't teach them about the dust sprinkling technique.
Tease for next week. Stay tuned.
It's like Pooja said, these are the important lessons we learned on RGF.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Bye, queens.
Happy weekend.